Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It is Tuesday, April 9th, and this is the Senior Mentor with Sheridan Mentoring, Mark Fenton. And I want to talk to you guys today about earnings season. Earnings season's coming up. We're just kind of getting into it. Of course, it comes up four times a year. The stocks all have their earnings calls, report their earnings. And if you look at the charts of stocks, that is a very big time that they have some movement, as you might expect. You increase earnings, don't make your earnings prediction, earnings per share, all these things, what they call top and bottom line effect earnings, other things too. Whether it's, say, your Netflix, it's the amount of subscribers, sometimes more than how much money you made. But all stocks are going to move around their earnings with very few exceptions. So how can we take advantage of that as options traders? Well, there's a few ways to do it. There's really simple methods, such as right before earnings come out. So let's say they're coming out tonight after the market, before the close today, you might buy a straddle. What's a straddle? A straddle is the at-the-money call and the at-the-money put. And you buy that in the same expiration as earnings is coming out right before they come out. And if it goes far enough in either direction, you make money. Now, kind of the downside of a straddle is it can be very expensive, right? Because you're buying the at-the-money call and put, you know, very expensive options. And not only that, the market and the market makers actually have that priced. So you're going to have to get a move that they don't expect to happen, a move larger than they think, beyond what they call the market maker expected move. Now, another way you can determine what is the market maker expected move, some software, some broker just show it to you, but you can always look at the bid, or you can look at the midpoint of the at-the-money call and the at-the-money put. You add those together. Let's say the at-the-money call is $3, the at-the-money put's $2.50. That means the expected move is $5.50. You add the at-the-money call and at-the-money put together, and then you have the market maker expected move. Now, they're not saying that, hey, let's suppose it's $5. They're not saying it's going to move $5 for sure. I'm sure they'd like to know exactly where it was going, wouldn't we all? But they're saying that they don't expect it to move much more than that, because ideally, what a market maker or someone selling you the straddle would like to happen, I want to sell it to you for $5.50 and then have the stock move $5.50 or less, which means you get nothing and they make the money. So that's why it's priced that way. It's sort of priced for perfection, you might say, really trying to predict the larger end of the moves. So that's kind of a simple way, but as I've just delineated, there's a lot of problems with that also. So probably better ways of playing earnings are things like buying an out-of-the-money call or call vertical if you expect it to go up, or maybe buying an out-of-the-money put or put vertical if you expect the stock to go down. For example, let's suppose the stock is at $200 and maybe the market maker expected move is $10. You might buy the 205 call and or the 195 put, kind of a further out. Or you could do it as a vertical. So maybe I buy the 205 call and sell the 215 call. What does that do for me? Well, it decreased my risk a little, because when I sell the 215 call, I'm going to get money, and the 205 call then will cost me less, and I still get to participate in the move from 205 to 215. And you can do the same on the put side. So that's a way you can do it. Another way is out-of-the-money butterflies. That's a three-legged trade where if the stock goes to a certain price that you've picked out, you can have really an exponential benefit. You might pay $70 for that fly, might be able to sell it for $200 if it moves up into your graph or down into your graph. So those are just a few of the ways that you can play earnings whenever they're coming out with either complex spreads like butterflies, or with verticals, or with single options, as I delineated. And it's really a fun time, but whatever you do, you should always, an earnings trade, really don't put any more money into it than you're willing to lose. because it is binary. It can go up, it can go down. But I hope that you find this information useful, and that it's something maybe you want to explore options further and look and see what you can do with options, not just at earnings time, but all year round. Thanks for listening today.